Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood.
Ground.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got.
getting better.
Right, all right. How many believe that today? Glory to God. If you have some seed in the ground, if you sown anything that's good, if you sown anything that is lovely, expect the harvest. Amen, amen. Sometimes we sow, and we don't expect the harvest. You got to expect the harvest. When you sow into good ground, amen, when you sow into somebody's life, expect the harvest. God sees your heart, amen, and he's going to give you a harvest. Glory to God, this is your season. Amen. Do you believe that today? I believe it. This is my season. Amen. To reap what I have sown. Now, we don't want to reap nothing corrupt. We want some good seeds to sprout up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless him today. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. I give God all the glory today, truly, because everything is working together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. It's working for our good. We got to believe that. Grab a hold to it. Hallelujah. No matter what your circumstances is saying at this time, know that God's word is true. He can't lie. Hallelujah. And everything that he's promised you, it will manifest in this season. Amen. So we welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. I'm excited. A little tired in my body, but I'm pressing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anytime you can hear a word from the Lord, it will encourage you. Amen. It will stimulate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Activate this power that rests on the inside of us, this Holy Ghost power. Amen. And that's what we're talking about during this series. We're talking about men and women of God that had faith and they put their faith into action. And guess what? Faith plus action produces results. Amen. Amen. They produced some good results. There was some good seed sown during the reign of the apostles and certainly during Jesus' reign. Amen. So we're continuing on with this series, the Acts of the Apostle. We halfway through, people. We halfway through. Somebody should have received the Holy Ghost. 13 chapters. If you are on this line and you have not been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, stay tuned. I tell you, you're going to get full. Ah, glory to God. You will get filled. Amen. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all today. We thank God for what our ears have heard, even on yesterday as we expounded on chapter 13. We're just so honored to have a young man with us today, a prophet of God, hallelujah, that is sounding the alarm, sounding the trumpet. Amen, amen. The trumpet needs to be sounded every day. Glory to God. So we're excited about him coming all the way from Antioch, California, to minister the word to us on today. So we're going to get right on into the segment. We're not going to prolong anything. We're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. So glad to see Minister Daryl and on the line. See mother. My mother on the line, Mother Geneva Charity. Amen. Amen. See Evangelist T, Pastor Carmelita. Ah, glory to God. Just bless this woman of God that just stood right by my side during this 2-day event for this installation. I tell you, she was right there. Amen. I didn't have a armor bearer, but God appointed her. Hallelujah. And she was right there and just so loving and sweet and kind and was right there to assist us. And I just bless the Lord for women and men of God that love the saints of God and are willing to go another mile or so to fulfill whatever is requested of them. So I just bless the Lord and thank God for Pastor Carmelita today. Amen. I see Pastor Beatrice has signed on with us. Amen. Amen. So we got quite a few on the line today. Before we give the man of God the mic. We're going to just open up the lines for Mother Charity. Amen. I see Mother Charity and just want to see if Mother would like to have a word or two. Amen. And then we're going to turn it over to the man of God and let him come right on and give us what thus say the Lord today. Praise the Lord, Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. We're just thankful. Amen. Another day to hear the word of life. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can never get enough of God's word. Hallelujah. Every single day, because we're being tested every day, and we need the word of God in the name of Jesus to help us be sustained in the day and time in which we are living in. So glory be to God and bless the man of God today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So good to see you, Mother. Well, we're going to get right on into the segment. We'll get back to you a little bit later, Mother. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker of the hour, and that's none other than Minister Lovett Eugene Moore from All Love Faith Church in Antioch, California. Amen. Y'all know I love Cali. Cali's in my heart. Amen. So God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Amen. To Pastor Adrian, to everybody in their respected places, I truly thank God for another day. I thank God for my life, my health, and my strength. Amen. I thank God for all the wonderful blessings that He has granted all of us with. Amen. I'm grateful for this opportunity, amen, to share and encourage and empower the people of God everywhere, amen. Before I go into the word, amen, I would like to say a prayer, amen, to, you know, begin to set the atmosphere, amen, so it can make, you know, speaking and preaching easy, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us bow our heads and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, God, to tell you thank you. We come to you, God, realizing that we're nothing without you. We realize that we can't make it without. We realize that we're just nothing clearly without you, God. Begin to move on this line, oh God. Begin to open up the ears and begin to open up the eyes of your people on today, God. God, we're grateful for that, oh God. We're grateful for everything that you have done, oh God. Even on today that you were grateful for just the small things, for waking us up this morning, God, and for clothing us in our right minds, giving us activities of all of our limbs, God. God, you did not have to wake us up all this morning, God, but God, you did, and for that we're grateful. And for that, we glorify you. For that, we lift you up, oh God. Now, God, set the atmosphere on this line, oh God. God, touch every individual that's on this line, God. Meet the needs on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, move by your spirit, oh God. Move by your power, God. Move by your anointing on this line, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, touch Pastor Adrian right now, God. Meet that in need right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you show that in your word, God, that if you show up anything in my name, I will do it, oh God. Oh God, you also said, God, knocking the door shall be open, oh God.
Yes,
seeking you shall find, oh God. Ah, God, hallelujah, God, you're grateful, God, and you're worthy, God, and God, we don't mind giving the glory, we don't mind praising your name, God, we don't mind worshiping you, God, because you said God is a spirit, but those that worship, Gaia, must worship in spirit and in truth, oh God. And God, we thank you, God. And God, we got another yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We got another praise, God. We got another thank you. All in our souls, oh God. Oh God, as my minister, God, move me out the way and let the Spirit of the Lord take control, oh God. Move me out the way, God, and let this decrease me while you be increased in my life, oh God. Let flesh not have any say so on this line on today, God. Let
flesh have no reaction on today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, kill our flesh on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen on today, God, and power on today, God. We'll be so careful to give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We'll be careful to give you the honor. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, the Lord has been good, amen, and has, you know, has done great things, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. This whole book of, you know, Acts the Apostles, amen, it is, you know, it's a great, you know, it's a great book, amen. You know, and, you know, second chapter, you know, it deals with, you know, people being filled, you know, with the Holy Ghost, amen. And how, you know, I just want to elaborate on that real quick before I go into the word, amen. See, people have to realize that, you know, when you are saved, amen, you are now, and when you are saved, and you begin to, when God begins to sanctify you, amen, you begin to set yourself apart, amen. You begin to not do the things that you used to do, but you do new things, amen. You do things that God loves, amen. And one thing about it, amen, is we do things that we love. We don't do things that we don't like, amen. And so with that, amen, when we are saved, everyone, God loves his people to be saved and sanctified and being special law, being filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Because that's something precious to God, amen. When he fills his people with the Holy Ghost, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this in Sada Bashaya, in the Haya, hallelujah, in the second, you know, chapter, you know, all the people got on what? One accord, and they was filled with the Holy Ghost, with speaking in tongues that the Spirit of God gave them utterance, amen. And so they were, you know, the people was wondering, what are they saying? They couldn't understand what they were saying because they were not speaking what their own language.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so that's just, you know, I tell everybody, everywhere, the best thing to have is to have God on your side, because the world can't do what God can do for you. Amen. And so God can do everything for you. Amen. God can meet your needs. Amen. God can strengthen you. When you are at your lowest point of giving up, God will raise you up and he will strengthen you. When you don't know where your money is going to come from, God will send a need at your door. Hallelujah. There has been many a times, amen, that I have saw people at their lowest point. And I say, God, I need your help, God, to help them, God. And do you know that God will, he may not come when he wants, but I'm telling you, he was right on the, that's why I tell people, when you're at your lowest point, don't give up on God, because why? He won't give up on you, amen. And so I just wanted to, you know, put that out there in the atmosphere, amen. Whatever God is doing in your life in this season, you can't afford to let no demon in hell come and separate you from the love of God. You can't afford it. You can't afford to let things distract you from the plan of God that God has been doing. You can't afford it. Because this is a season of favor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a season of breakthrough. This is a season of blessing. Hallelujah. And restoration. Hallelujah. Because God is doing it. God, I don't know who it is. God's filling somebody with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you this. You keep on tearing in for the Holy Ghost, because that's how I got filled with the Holy Ghost, is tearing in for the Holy Ghost, calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's how you're going to get the Holy Ghost. You're not going to get, people think that you get the Holy Ghost just by, you know, just saying other tongues. No, that's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is tearing and calling on the name of Jesus until the Lord comes into your soul, until you feel a bubbling in your belly. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to see you add the Messiah until you feel like it's just the Holy Ghost. When you get the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you'll know when you get the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will put you in check.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost will put you in line. The Holy Ghost will tell you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And that's what people don't understand. And that's why I tell people when they're doing wrong, I tell people, you need to check your Holy Ghost. See, if you're not showing people love, the Holy Ghost shows people love. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost strengthens people, empowers people. Amen. So if you're not empowering people, if you're not encouraging people, you need to check your Holy Ghost. Amen. And so that's what God is saying. Check your Holy Ghost. Check it. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you need to go back into when you first got received, when you first received the Holy Ghost, whatever you got to do to get yourself in line, do amen. Amen. So, I will be ministering on, amen, Acts chapter 14, amen. Amen. So we're going to begin to, amen, go in and let's dig in this thing together, amen. And I'm going to give you what the Lord has for me to say, amen. And then I'm going to get out the way, amen. I just was on my computer and just doing some research. And I just want to give you a quick background before the reading comes. Amen. And Acts chapters 13 and 14, the records, you know, Paul's first ministry, missionary journey, meaning his ministry, amen, and sets the basics pattern for the subsequent, amen, for the subsequent journeys, amen. The three missionary journeys of Paul, which combined were over 6,000 miles in length. See, that's a long. Can you imagine traveling 6,000 miles? Can you just imagine traveling 6,000 miles, amen, in length, amen? Things and spread the word of God, amen, Christianity throughout the Greek called Roman world, amen. Paul followed a general pattern when he go into a new town, amen. When he went into a new place, amen, first he would preach at the local Jews, amen, and the synagogues, often to attract Gentiles, amen. God fears who believed in the God of Abraham, amen, but hadn't, hallelujah, accepted the regards of the Mosaic law, amen. Next, he would often try to create small churches in the homes, amen, in the homes of new followers. Lydia and her household, her, for example, you know, the Baptist in Lydia's home, then, you know, in some, amen, stances, he would preach in more public areas. Amen. Mars Hill and you know, just a few more areas. Amen. So that's quite some of the, amen, background. Amen. And then on the first missionary journey, you know, amen, you know, Paul and this, you know, in this thing, Paul, you know, he traveled, you know,
God has told him what to do. Amen. And so he traveled to what? To encourage, to strengthen, and to empower the people of God. Amen. And so that's what we got to do. We got to encourage them. We got to encourage the people of God. Amen. We got to empower them. We got to strengthen them. Amen. Because the Bible says the weak say they are what? They are strong. The poor said they are rich, amen. The bound said they are free, amen, and delivered, amen. And so if you need strength, I'm telling you, you got to strengthen yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself and say, I was made for this. I can do this. Because the Bible says that I can do all things. Christ that strengthens me, amen. So that's just a little bit of the background, amen. And I just want to read this part. On this first missionary journey, Barnabas seems to be in the elder statesman role, while Saul is the kid on the block, amen. Overeager assistant. Note Paul's heavy use of the Hebrew scriptures when he is, amen, preaching to the primary Jewish audience, amen. And so that's the background of what I gave you, amen. And so I am now we're going to hear what the Lord is saying, amen. Pastor Adrian, I am ready. If you have Acts chapter 14, you can begin to start reading.
Amen, amen. You want me to start at the first verse?
Yes.
All right, Acts chapter 14. And it came to pass, we're at verse 1, in Iconium, that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren.
Okay, you can stop right there. So it simply says, and this just caught my attention, amen, as, you know, Pastor Adrian was reading, amen, and the second verse says, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil. Because why? They didn't believe. They didn't believe. So that's just like you have people, amen. I like using scenarios and different, you know, examples, amen. And so you just like you have people, you have your friends, and then you have your haters, amen. And you have the people that don't like your ways or steps, like different things like that. So you in here, and it says the unbelieving Jews, meaning the people, stirred up the Gentiles, meaning they stirred up mess. Yeah, they stirred up mess. They wanted to make it. They want to make so much confusion that was hard for, and they wanted to distract people from getting to what they're supposed to do. That's just like us. You got the enemy that's stirring up mess and just bringing people your way that don't need to be there, and they're going to start. They have the tendency to start distracting you to you. When you, because you already have your eye and you already have your focus on what God has promised you and what the will of God is for your life, and so when the enemy comes in, he tries to distract you. He try to put people that comes to you with evil thoughts, with evil things. So oh, you're not going to make it. Amen. So with this thing. Amen. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil. Amen. Affected against the brethren. Amen.
They was evil towards the brethren, amen?
Mm.
They stirred up so much stuff so they can be evil towards the brethren. Mm. Hallelujah. You can continue.
Long time in verse 3, therefore boldly speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. They were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lied round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly, beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice.
He had faith. Mm-hmm. He had faith. Hallelujah. To be healed. Amen. He believed that he can be healed. So that's when faith stepped in. And he was made whole. See, that's just like us. And we have infections, and we have things going in our body. And we just, you know, we're sick. Amen. That's how people all the time. Don't declare that you're sick. Say you're healed. Amen. Amen. Stop declaring that you're sick. Hallelujah. Because once you start declaring, because you have to understand something. When you declare, when you open up your mouth and you declare that you're sick, that's when the enemy can come in and play around and say, oh, you're sick. You're not going to be able to do it. So stop declaring that you're sick. Hallelujah. And start declaring that what? You are healed. It brings me back to the scripture that when the woman with the issue of blood, when she was going through her issue, amen, of blood, amen, what did she do? She went to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. And what? She was healed and made whole.
Mm.
Mm. Healed. But he had faith. What? To be healed. And what? He was healed. Amen. Keep on reading.
Okay. The same. Verse 9 says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priests of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preaching to you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God.
And when stop right there.
Okay.
Amen. Confirming the souls of his disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. On the 21st one, amen. If you go up to 21st, and when it says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, amen. Amen. And had taught many souls. Hallelujah. They returned again to Lystra and to I can't pronounce that word. Yes. Antioch. Amen. What that, you know, when my part when you were reading, hallelujah, and when it says continue in the faith, amen, through tribulations, amen, and enter the kingdom of God, amen. Mm-hmm. When you have faith, your mountains gotta move. Yeah, your mountains gotta move, amen. When you have faith, God is able to do anything but fail. When you have faith, you got to tell the enemy, no weapon that is formed against me shall be able to prosper. When you got faith, you got to tell that thing, it's not so. But when you got faith, when you have faith, and I want to put this in the atmosphere also, you have to declare, this is my season to prosper. This is my season of wealth. This is my season of favor. Amen. Because what? Faith without works, hallelujah, is dead. Hallelujah. So when you have to start, if you don't have a strong enough faith, you got to start, people of God. You got to start activating your faith. Amen. Because in this thing, you got to have faith. Through tribulations, through trials and tribulations, you got to have faith to make it. Say, you got to declare to yourself that I'm going to make it. I was made for this. This trial and this tribulation is not going to bring me down, but it's going to make me stronger. Because once it makes you stronger, you identify what your trials is and what your tribulations is, what God has brought you from. what God has delivered you from, and how God changed you. Because God's truth in the matter is, God could have kept you in your mess. But God could have kept you in your mess. But God said, so I'm not going to keep you there. I have a plan for you. I have things for you to do. So what God's saying is, I need you to activate your faith a little. I need you to bust the move. I need you to walk in the liberty of me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. When you, oh my God, I just got the revelation. When you move flesh out the way, that's when you will be able to, that's when you'll be able to walk into the kingdom of God.
Mm.
When you move flesh out the way and you really do what God has called you to do, that's when God will be glorified, because God is not glorified in flesh.
Mm.
Amen. We have to really move flesh out the way, because it's hard for us to tap into. And let me not say it's hard to. It's not possible for us to do the things of God if we are in the flesh. Amen. We have to be in the spirit to do the things. Amen. So when your flesh rises, amen, you have to kill your flesh, amen. That's why it says, kill my flesh daily, amen. You have to kill your flesh, amen. Because if you're feeding into the flesh, it's hard for you to feed into the spirit. Amen. We are at verse 23. Amen.
Glory to God. All right, man of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed, glory to God, all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples.
Hallelujah. And then sailed to Antioch. Hallelujah. From whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Amen.
Mm.
Which the work that they have what? They have done. They have accomplished, amen. And when they would come and had gathered to the churches together, they rehearsed all that God has done for them and with them, amen.
Yes, God.
Rehearsed with all that God has done for them, amen. Everything that they had done, God still favored them.
Mm.
And with them, and had opened the doors. And the Messiah, the door word, and then how he had opened the doors of the faith unto the Gentiles, and there they abide long time with the disciples. They were there with the disciples.
Mm.
I'm still stuck on the 26th verse. Hallelujah. And then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God, amen, for the work that what they had fulfilled. And when they come and had gathered to the church together, who is the church? We are the church, hallelujah.
Yeah,
together
church.
They rehearsed
all that God has done for them. Amen. Everything that God has done for them. Everything that God has done for you. Amen. That's why it's important to tell the goodness of God. Because if you tell your testimony, you are delivering somebody else if you don't know it or not.
Yes, Lord.
You're saving somebody else if you don't know it or not. Everything that you have experienced in life. Everything that you have experienced in life. See, God has brought us out. God has saved us. God has encouraged us. God has empowered us. Even when we were at our lowest point, God was still there. God was there. See, when we didn't know where to turn, we couldn't find nobody else. But we know from a shadow of a doubt, we can turn to the Lord, and he will comfort us. He will comfort us. See, and when they would come to, they had gathered the church together and rehearsed all that God has done with them, and he had opened the doors. So I don't know about you, but God is opening some doors for you. Because why? You have faith. I don't know about you, but God is sending some blessings each way, from the north and south, from the east to west. Because why? You guys had, you guys, my brothers and my sister, you had faith. See, when you wanted to go in the town, you couldn't go in the towel because the anointing that's on your life is so powerful, and the anointing that's on your life wouldn't allow you to throw in a towel. Even when you felt like it, it was not possible for you to throw in the towel.
Jesus.
And they abound a long time with the disciples. See, they stuck there with the disciples. They stuck there with the disciples. They was there. They was there. They was there. They was there with them disciples. Hallelujah. They was there. I read up some more when it said you're praying and you're fasting. Hallelujah. When it looks like that everything is going wrong in your situation, I promise you, if you pray and you fast over the thing, when you get over it, everything is going to work out. Because, see, when things, different things is going wrong, you have to fast. You have to pray and fast so things can leave. Amen. That's why spirits can come no other outcome, can come no other way out but by what? Fasting and praying. See, the Holy Ghost, this is a bomb. See, the Holy Ghost, which puts you in a position that you have no other choice but to pray and fast. See, the Holy Ghost will put you in a position when you are just sitting here and you find yourself rocking, you find yourself moaning and saying, oh, God. See, the Holy Ghost. See, when you need strength and you don't and you're not able to pray for yourself, see, the Holy Ghost will send that right person right on time and saying, "You've been in my spirit. I need to pray for you." See, we need more people like that. We need more people, amen, that is like that, that won't mind praying. That only will pray on Sundays, but they will pray while they are home. Hallelujah, somebody. See, we have now people is just now only want to pray when they get to church, but they don't want to have a prayer life when they get at home. So that's why everything is wrapped in. That's why everything is tied up and twisted up, because you're not using your prayer life how you're supposed to use it. But you want to get to church, and you want to pray, you want to read your word. But what was you doing at home? Hallelujah. In the midst of your situations, what were you doing? Well, you could have been on your face. Hallelujah. What were you doing? That's a question. That's a question that the Lord told me to ask. What were you doing? Are your situations was upside down?
Okay.
What were you doing? You should have been fasting and praying. That's why your life seems like it's going in circles. That's why you're having so much emotional roller coasters. Amen. Because you should have been doing what God has asked you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grace of God. And see, God gives us so much grace and so much favor.
Glory God.
And I'm like, God gives us so much favor and so much grace, and people just take it for granted. They keep on doing the same things over and over again. At a time in your life, you got to be tired of making them same mistakes. Because God's grace is sufficient, but I'm telling you.
His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
His grace is what keeps
Lord
you.
God. Yes, Lord.
I can't keep on doing the same things over and over, thinking, oh, I have God's grace and I have God's mercy. But at a time, God's going to keep on getting tired of you playing with him. That's why it's important, it's mandatory for us to get it right. Because God is soon to come. We can't keep on playing with God's grace. God's given us grace. God's given us favor. He's opening doors, but you still want to play with him.
Haunted house. Hallelujah.
You still want to play with him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have to get it together, people of God. We have to get it really together. We have to do everything that God has done, has called us to do, amen. Because we have to realize, if you just take 5 seconds, if you just think about five, if you just take out 5 minutes and just think about everything that God has done for you, I promise you, you will go into a praise.
My God.
Because only God brought you out of it. See, God did not have to bring you out. God could have just kept you in your mess.
Yes, hallelujah.
God could have just, I'm telling you, God could have turned you over to that thing. But God favored you because he has a plan for you. He has things for you to do.
Oh,
just think about it. Where would you be without God? Where would you be? Hallelujah. You can't imagine where you would be, but where would you be? Tasha Cobb sings a song and says, where would I be without you? but you make my world go around. When it is upside down, but where would I be? I don't know who this is for, but I begin. Is it all right, Pastor Adrian?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I just want everybody just to listen to this song. Amen. I often, sometimes, when I minister and also when God gives me a song, I often sing it. Amen. Amen. But it simply says, this song simply says, hallelujah, oh God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your love, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
Your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
This song says, Lord, make me over. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to be made over. Amen. Hallelujah. This is, Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again.
Make
bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Make me over again.
Bless your name.
Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your
name,
God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, you
love me today, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, make us over, God.
Hallelujah.
God, fix us, oh, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How many of you love the
thank
Lord
you,
on
Jesus.
Today? Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know that you are, that
glory
you would never know where
thank
would you
you.
Be
hallelujah.
Without the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless your
amen.
Name, God. Hallelujah.
God,
we bless your day, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh. Pastor Adrian. Handy, Josiah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God.
I can hear this song for you. I just hear this song for you. I love you.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, today.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because
hallelujah.
You cared for me. Hallelujah. And in such a special way. And yes, I praise you.
Hallelujah, God, I lift you up today, Jesus.
And amen.
Hallelujah, God, I am
That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. Oh, bless your name, God. In such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. See.
Hallelujah.
This part says, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you.
Lord, I bless you today, Jesus.
You pay the price for me. Oh, bless your name, God. And hallelujah. I said that, Dr. Adrian, to tell you that God said, hey, hallelujah, amen. There's a double anointing that's going to hit you. Hallelujah. Amen. And God really loves you, amen. Hallelujah. And he knows that he knows everything about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God really, see, when people don't understand the anointing that's all over your life, they just think you're just a regular, just woman of God. See, but people have to realize that you are royalty to God. You are royalty to God. And so God told me to come by here to tell you, tell her that I love her.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, bless your name, God.
Tell her
that
I love her.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I bless
the love of God that God has for you, that you
yes,
have for God,
yes,
it's ridiculous.
Yes,
it's so, see, when you just think about one thing that God has done, see, you begin to go into a worship.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
Because God has done so much for you.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
God has opened doors for you.
Thank you, God.
And
I'm grateful.
And for that, that's why
grateful,
you praise
I'm
God.
Grateful. Thank you, God.
That's why you
hallelujah.
Praise God like you do. Because without
Jesus.
God on your side,
hallelujah.
You don't know where you will be. Hallelujah. Glory. You can't imagine where you will be without God.
Bless your name, God. Thank you today, God. We give you glory for your word today, God. Hallelujah. We lift
Amen.
You up, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray somebody
Amen.
Was touched today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. If there's any special prayer requests, amen, that anyone have on the line today, glory to God, we're going to open up the lines. I'm going to start at the top with Minister Daryl. And glory to God. If you have any special prayer requests, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you,
Lord.
I thank God for the man of God on this line today. You have really touched the inner soul, my inner soul. I thank God because I know
Hallelujah.
That for what I'm going through is because some of the things that God had for me to do, and I kind of delayed it and let distractions get there. But at this moment, I promise to God, I will
Hallelujah.
Do exactly what he said. All I
yes.
ask is y'all to pray for me and lift my family up And I need to be stronger in the Lord. I'm just feeling, you know, just so troubled. I know that God has not forsaken me. I know He has not. But I'm not getting, I'm just asking for some peace, and I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for some wisdom. I need direction. I need God to direct me. I need Him to put the people in the place to help me. He knows what I need. He knows my heart, and He knows the truth. And I thank God for y'all, because I know, Pastor Bernard, I know you've been having everybody pray for me. I thank God for you. But I know I need more, and I need, I'm not ashamed to say I need more. I do.
That's right. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We're going to touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to let them love it. And all of us that's on the line, we're going to touch and agree right now for Miss Daryl and Aaron and that she's going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God, to cut that line off. Amen. I'm just going to go back to Minister Lovett and let him pray for Minister Daryl. And those of you that's on the line, be in agreement with us as we pray for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to say this before we start praying, amen, because there is a word for you. I just heard it. Hallelujah. You can't afford to get distracted in this season, woman of God. You cannot get distracted in this season, amen, because what the enemy is trying to do, amen, is trying to distract you. But I cancel that assignment in the name of
Jesus.
Be by her right now in the name of Jesus. God, you send peace to her home right now, God. Meet the need right now in the in the name of Jesus, God. You get the glory out of her, God. God, you take her to another level in you, God. Move, oh God, by your spirit, God. Move by your power, God. Move by your deliverance on today, God. God, you be glorified, God. You, oh God,
God
said, woman of God, God said, if you give God a real yes, God, I don't know where you are right now, but God said, if you give Him a real yes. God said it's breaking right now.
I even see.
Don't just give God a regular yes. God, give Him a real yes out of your belly, because the Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you give God a real yes, see, something's going to begin to break, because you're giving, you're surrendering to the Lord. Hallelujah. But I begin to see your cup raining over, woman of God. I begin to see you on your bed just crying and weeping. But God said, your cup is raining over.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
Your heart
Hallelujah.
Is in this thing.
Let it over.
Your
God.
Soul is Amen. Even in this thing.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
It's in God's hand, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Cover our son right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh,
God.
God,
you
don't let no hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah. Come upon the woman of God.
You said
our seed would be blessed, God. She has seed in the earth, God, in your promise. Hallelujah. To our children and our children's children, God. God, you said you would put a hedge about them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you told us to train them up in the way that they should go, God. God, and when they get all they want to port, God, remember our household today, God. In the name of Jesus, peace in our spirit, God. Glory to God, and let us know that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous is going forth on our behalf. And those prayers are going to avail. Those prayers are going to avail. I see them availing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going forth. Hallelujah. God, they have warring angels right there. They're fighting on your behalf. They're warring on your behalf. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Hey, God got you. Hallelujah. God, always remember his faithful people. You have been faithful, woman of God, and I hear the Lord saying, he hasn't forgotten your labor love. He hasn't forgotten when you prayed for other people's children. And you saw God moved on their behalf. The same God who moved on your neighbor's behalf, he's moving on your behalf right now. In the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rest in him, rest in him, rest in him. That's our theme this year. Rest in Jesus. Rest in God. Hallelujah. He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't forgotten you, woman of God. Hallelujah. He's going to always take care of your children. Because they're bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And God is obligated to us. He's obligated to those that walk in authority. Those that exercise the power that he has vested in them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory for it right now. Now, turning around, God. He's moving right now. He's turning it on your behalf right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see the strongholds being torn down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the high places even coming down. They're coming down. They're coming down in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, and we thank you for it. And it is so. It is so in the mighty, matchless, awesome, precious, magnanimous, glorious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's done, it's done, it's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you a victory dance right now, dear. Glory to God. Do you a victory dance. Take you a victory lap. Because it's done. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your prayer, Lord. And for
yes,
that,
God.
You will give him glory, you will give him honor and rejoice. Because I just keep on hearing, this is the day that the Lord has made, and for that I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord, woman of God. No matter what it looks like, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Because peace is coming to your home. I decree it, I declare it, and it is so. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Move on. We got a few more calls. We're going to get to Pastor Carmelita and then Mother Charity. And I see Sister Leslie and Sister Shalala. God, I bless you. Pastor Carmelita, God bless you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Glory.
God bless you, woman of God. What an awesome, awesome call to the man of God. Thank you so much for, you know, taking that word and pulling it apart that we may understand some of the things that we're going through and knowing the power that rests in us. So I thank God for you, Pastor Adrian, for pressing, even when I heard you say that you were a little tired in your body, but you're still pressing. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. But my prayer request is that God will just continue to strengthen me, that God will continue to speak to me, that God will continue to show me who I should be connected to and who that I shouldn't. That is my prayer.
Amen. Oh, and what's your name again?
Carmelite.
Carmelite. Okay. Let us pray. Let's, everybody that can, please touch and agree with me as I begin to pray for her. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you. God, touch Pastor Carmelite right now, God, in a special way, God. She's asking me, she's asking, God, that you meet her needs, God. I'm asking you now, God, that you show up and you show out, God. I'm asking you, God, that you give her who she needs to be connected to in this season and who she don't need to be connected to, God. Let her know, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, God, we bless you. God, we glorify you. God, we lift you up, God. God, you are forgiving, God. God, you are grateful, God. And, God, we thank you, God, because this woman, God, is, I see her going to the next level, oh, God. And, God, I see her going to places, oh, God, that she can't even imagine. Oh, God, so God, I'm asking, God, that you make a way out of no way, God. Begin to open up the doors, God. Oh, God, put the people in her life that can encourage her, that can strengthen her, God, that can take her and push her to the next level. God, we decree it, we declare it. Amen and amen. Woman of God, real quick, I see you going places where you have not even imagined going before. I see you stepping on platforms that you have never imagined being on. I see a group of people coming to you. Yes, you're right. You're not supposed to be connected to everybody. Yes, but the people that you know who they are, that they're going to move right away, because God's going to move right away for the people that is right on time that need to be in your way. Hallelujah. Yes. Because the people that you don't need to be connected to is hindering from you getting to your next level. Let me know if I am a false prophet and I will stop. Hallelujah. Because what the Lord is telling me to tell you, God is opening up a door for you to, she cannot see, but God has opened up a door. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be shocked. But God's going to open up a door where you won't have to ask for anything. Everything is just going to fall in line.
Glory to God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
There's people that's looking for you.
Yes,
and God said, once them people that you don't need to be connected to get out the way, that's clearly where the people with that need to be in your life can be in your life effectively.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Ah, glory. Word. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord is moving, God. Mother Charity, God bless you. Hallelujah. And Sister Leslie, God bless. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hey. Woo. We don't need to worry. We don't need to fret. God got it. God got it. Amen. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you. All right. Sister Leslie, God bless. Did I open a line? I'm sorry.
I give honor to Pastor Adrian Bernard. And I'm just grateful for her having this line and having speakers to come on and impart wisdom and knowledge and just encouragement to us as believers. We're often discouraged, and I know that's the enemy's tactic to keep us down and keep our mouth closed. And I'm just grateful because every time I call in, I just get more fired up, more encouraged, and just ready to propel to do the things that God called me to do within my ministry. And it's all about Jesus Ministries with my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. I'm grateful for the speaker, and it was a certain part that really just struck me, and it really grasped hold of my attention. And in obedience to God, he's saying the song that ministers to me every day, Lord, make me over. And I post it off my Facebook wall, and that's all I ever ask for him to continue to make me over. And I'm just glad, and I just pray God blesses you, and that as you continue to be obedient to his voice, because it's hard, you know, stepping outside of that box and doing what he calls you to do, because you will have naysayers. But I just know that as you continue to do that and obey and listen to God's voice, he's just going to bless you mightily, and I'm just so encouraged, and I thank you for the word that went forth today. Have a great day.
Amen.
Bless you, sweetie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Beatrice, God bless.
God bless you,
yes,
Pastor Agent Bernard. I love you. I celebrate you, woman of God, great woman of God. Thank God.
Thank you, God.
You being pastor of your celebration, but I'm just looking at your life and see how God was even using you to pass the staff and different people. And so I believe you just really have a higher calling in a pastor in my heart. And God had already licensed you before you had received your license. So I just want to thank God. It's hard finding real people and genuine people that love God and love his people. And I just want to say I love you so much. And even though
thank
my finances,
you.
The enemy have been locking up my finances, but I've been praising God anyway. And I know God
Hallelujah.
Is going to be because I've taken my money to do the right thing. And I want to say this to the great man of God that spoke today. He really brought out some pointers that just blessed my spirit because I've been going through a lot of things, but I still kept my hands to the plow. How he brought out the good news, how they continued and encouraged one another, even though they had to remind another in spite of persecution that they have to go through this in order to enter into the kingdom of God. And he just brought out how they just remained, they prayed and they fast, and how they just kept on the journey because they were committed to God. So he, you know, brought out a lot of good points that how we, being committed to God, we got to keep on going forward. And no matter what people say or how they try to persecute us or how they come against us or how the enemy try to come into church and try to snatch people and take people out, you want to preach the true gospel to them, and then somebody comes and plant bad seeds. I've been through all of that, and I just want to tell you that his word, just very uplifting and encouraging, and I was calling people and telling them, you've just got to get on this ride, you know. But I want to tell him thank you for allowing God to use him in a mighty way. His teaching, it was normally a lot of different speakers teaching their own way, but I think when he spoke, how the Holy Spirit just suddenly, just came in real slowly. And I felt the presence of the Lord in his speaking. And I thank you for your words of encouragement. You have encouraged me. And I thank you for being God just put an urging in my heart. Stop what you're doing. Get on the broadcast radio station. And I truly got blessed today. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Pastor B. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Charity, God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, I certainly have enjoyed, amen, every word that was spoken today, and all of the saints of God, amen, hallelujah, that's on this broadcast. And we certainly be praying for Evangelist Bernard and her ministry. Praise the Lord that God continue to build it and continue to be a blessing to the people of God. amen. And those that don't know God, I pray that they'll get on here so they can hear the word of God, amen, and know that God is the strength that they need, amen, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, and he'll supply your every need, praise the Lord,
yes.
Amen. So we just thank God for all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us today. And amen. And the man of God that brought forth the word of God, hallelujah. God continue to bless him and strengthen him in his ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. And continue to serve the Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Y'all pray
thank
for
you,
me
Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for what we have heard today. I tell you, this has been something. I know we only have 3 days in the week now, so we're kind of struggling along. But I tell you, it's every chapter in this book of Acts is important. And this whole book of Acts and the Acts of the Apostles, if we would just tap into what the men and women of God did and the work that they did and the Holy Ghost that they were filled with during Jesus' reign. If we can just tap into that, amen, and those of us that don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, we need the Holy Ghost. You can't live right without it. You cannot live right without it. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you you can. Hallelujah.
That's, right.
That's where the power resides. It resides
that's
in the
right.
Spirit of
amen.
God. Amen. And until you tap into the Holy Ghost and get God's Spirit where it can lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness, then we're just kind of up in air. Amen. We're not going nowhere. We like the song, like the kids sing, they're going around the mulberry bush. Amen.
Right.
But you need some power to fight these demons. You need some power to cast them out.
Yes,
amen, amen. And then, you know, you just speak it, and then you don't have no authority and you don't have this power. Then guess what? They'll come right back. They'll bring legions with them. Because,
sure,
you know, what did the Spirit say? They say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? Hallelujah. So they will definitely talk back to you. So this is nothing to play with, saints of God. This is nothing to play with. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I beg you today to tap into it, because you'll get some power and you'll be able to take authority in your home. You'll be able to take authority on your jobs. You'll be able to take authority in every atmosphere that God placed you in.
Amen.
With this Holy Ghost. Lord of God, I seen Sister Shalala on the line. God bless you, woman of God. I didn't want to miss you. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Amen. I want to get obedience to God, and I want to get obedience to the pastor, the prophet, the apostle, and the prophetess. And I just want to pray for my daughter, God. Open her eyes and her mind and her heart to remove everything that's not or clean around her and negative, you know. And I want God to continue to keep on lifting me up in prayer, give me my strength and my peace and my own. Lord, it's just so much. And I just, you know, been like in my firmal like 3 weeks now. And she asked me why I'm not in my room. I said, because if I'm in my room, I'm going to get distracted because I'm going to be watching TV still and reading my Bible.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to ask the man of God to pray for your daughter and pray for your strength in the Lord. Amen. This is Sister Shalala, man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this sister. Call in, oh God, that needs prayer. Her family, God, begin to touch her daughter right now, God. Begin to open up her ears, oh God. Begin to open up her eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, now touch her now, God. Oh God, meet every need, God. In the name of Jesus,
And God, I'm asking you, God, that you strengthen her. Oh, God, let her not be distracted in this season, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, let her do what you have called her to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're grateful for that. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to go back to the man of God. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow with chapter 15 on this book of Acts. Amen. We don't know who the speaker will be, but we certainly will let you know earlier tomorrow. So God bless you. We're going to go back to the speaker and let him have the final remarks and also close us out with the word of prayer. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I encourage everybody this line to don't leave your faith, don't lose your hope, don't lose your destiny, amen. Because your destiny lies in your praise, amen. So just, you know, just do what God has called you to do, amen. And just be who God called you to be, amen. Be who you are, amen. And, you know, I love you with the love of God, amen. And I'm just encouraging all of you to have faith and power all of you and just know that God will make a way out of no way, amen. Mm-hmm. It may not seem like he will, but he will show up, amen. And so I thank for all of you that came on and listened to, you know, what God has to say, amen. Something about me, you know, I'm a teacher. Yes, I do hoop and holler a little, you know, with my little hoops. But I'm a teacher. I love to, you know, teach the people. I love to, you know, feed them and just, you know, really, you know, teach them so they can get an understanding. Because if you teach them, they'll understand it. You know, when you hoop and yell and, you know, do all of that, it's hard for them to get what they need to get. So if you teach them, they'll be able to eat it correctly. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you guys just be encouraged and don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Amen. And this is your season for favor and greater and greatness. Amen. And blessings. And so, you know, you keep on doing what God calls you to do and you'll be okay. I promise you, you'll be okay. Just keep on doing what God calls you to do. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, the Spirit of the Lord will hold up a standard. Amen. And you got to tell that mountain to move. If there's anything in your life that don't need to be there, tell that mountain to move. And I promise you, that mountain will move. Amen. Because there's power. If you have the Holy Ghost, you got power. Once you got power, you are now walking in what? Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So you can command that enemy to loose here. Amen. So you guys be encouraged. Just be encouraged. And if that's it, we're going
right,
to pray and we're going to get off the line.
Yeah,
okay, let us pray. Father God, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, Lord, we come, God, telling you thank you for all the words and all the everyone that was on the line, God. Touch every prayer request, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every individual, oh God, on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. God, especially touch Pastor Adrian on today,
God.
Strengthen her, encourage her, empower her, and do what you have called her to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her ministry now, God. Touch this broadcast now. Take it to deeper depths and higher and higher and higher heights. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're so careful to give you the glory.
Jesus.
But, God, as we leave this place, never from your presence, be back on this line at the appointed time. We declare, we decree in Jesus' name, amen. You guys be blessed.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We love you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' holy name. We're
I believe in that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my son. Listen.
All of your problems.
Everybody have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.